Chapter 7. Families. In this podcast, we examine the unintended consequences of legislation. We take a closer look at safe haven laws. As discussed in your chapter, the laws were first created in 1999 as an incentive for parents to safely relinquish their babies to designated locations, such as hospitals or fire stations. Under the law, the parent is usually shielded from prosecution for abandonment or neglect in exchange for surrendering the baby unharmed. Before the state of Nebraska passed its own version of the law, Nebraska parents who abandoned their children could have been charged with child neglect, abandonment, or abuse. Nebraska's new safe haven law took effect in September 2008, before its lawmakers were able to clarify one thing. After Nebraska's law passed, more than 30 children were dropped off at Omaha hospitals, and none of them were infants. Seems the state legislature did not define what the term child meant. Knowing that no charges would be brought against them, parents from Iowa, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, and Georgia drove to Nebraska to relinquish their children, some as old as 17. Other states specify a maximum age at which the child may be relinquished, ranging from 72 hours to 1 year. Lawmakers were being ridiculed for implementing a bad law, parents accused of being irresponsible. Yet something needed to be done to stop the flow of abandoned children into the state. Governor Dave Heineman suggested limiting the definition of child to newborns less than 72 hours old, arguing that safe haven laws were not designed to allow families having difficulties with their teenagers to simply drop them off. In a special legislative session, a revised version of the bill extended the safe haven protection to infants up to 30 days old. The experience, though frustrating for authorities and service providers, did provide an opportunity to review the state's social and health service programs. Several cases revealed how parents and their children were inadequately served and how some were simply falling through the cracks. Take, for example, Gary Staton and his family. While not a typical case, Staton relinquished 9 of his 10 children one day in September. During the year following his wife's death, though family members reached out to provide assistance, Staton's children were taken by child welfare officials, and their home utilities were turned off. Staton had recently quit his job. He said, "I was able to get the kids to a safe place before they were homeless. They know I love them. I hope their future is better without me around them." The Staton children were placed in foster homes. Other children were abandoned in Nebraska by family members who assumed custody when their parents were unable to care for them. The majority of Nebraska's abandoned children had a history of mental illness. About 90% of parents or caregivers had previously sought state services for their children. Though all 50 states have their own safe haven law, many parents, especially young mothers, are not aware of the law. In February 2009, a young Louisiana mother threw her newborn daughter into a lake. The mother was charged with first-degree murder. The Louisiana Department of Social Services launched a massive media campaign to educate the public on the state's safe haven law, hoping to prevent another tragedy. Under current law, a parent may leave a baby up to 31 days old at a designated emergency care facility. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? First, investigate your state's safe haven law. What are the conditions for abandonment? How is a child defined? Second, news about Nebraska's safe haven law raised issues about parental responsibility. Some argued that relinquishing one's children should not be permitted, that abandonment by a parent was worse than the death of a parent. What do you think? Under what conditions is abandonment or relinquishment acceptable? Why is a person judged to be a bad parent for abandoning a child?